Sunday, November 24th, the Solemnity of Our Lord Jesus Christ, King of the Universe. First reading, from Daniel chapter 7, verses 13 and 14. As the visions during the night continued, I saw one like a son of man coming on the clouds of heaven. When he reached the Ancient One and was presented before him, the one like a son of man received dominion, glory, and kingship. All peoples, nations, and languages serve him. His dominion is an everlasting dominion that shall not be taken away. His kingship shall not be destroyed. Haydock Commentary. Christ appears here about 60 years after the subversion of the Syrian monarchy, yet these expressions more literally refer to his second coming. See Matthew 26:64. He had here the form of man as he would have human nature. He is here clearly predicted, and by his power the Antichrist will be overthrown. His kingship shall not be destroyed. The eternal dominion of Christ could not be expressed in stronger terms. The second reading, from Revelation chapter 1, verses 5 through 8. Jesus Christ is the faithful witness, the firstborn of the dead and ruler of the kings of the earth. To him who loves us and has freed us from our sins by his blood, who has made us into a kingdom, priests for his God and Father, to him be glory and power forever and ever. Amen. Behold, he is coming amid the clouds, and every eye will see him, even those who pierced him. All the peoples of the earth will lament him. Yes, amen. I am the Alpha and the Omega, says the Lord God, the one who is and who was and who is to come, the Almighty. Haydock Commentary. And from Jesus Christ, made man and the Redeemer of mankind, whom St. John here names after the seven spirits, because he continues his discourse about Christ, who is the faithful witness, testified and approved of God by so many miracles, prophecies, etc. He is the chief of the martyrs or witnesses, as the Greek word signifies. The first begotten of the dead, that is, both first in dignity and first that arose to an immortal life. The prince of the kings of the earth, whose power is infinitely greater than all theirs. And this to put the suffering Christians in mind that they needed not to fear the persecuting emperors, who have no power after this life. He has made us into a kingdom, inasmuch as by his grace he has made us members of his true church, called the kingdom of God, and promised us to reign with him in his glorious kingdom in heaven. And hath made us priests to God and his Father, to offer up spiritual sacrifices. See 1 Peter 2:9. Verse 7, Behold, he is coming, that is, he is coming at the day of judgment. I am Alpha and Omega. These, the first and last letters of the Greek alphabet, signify the same as what follows, the beginning and the end, the first cause and last end of all intelligent beings. Who is and who was and who is to come, the Almighty. These words agree only to him who is the true God, and here are applied to our blessed Redeemer, who is to come and judge all. The Gospel, from John chapter 18, verses 33 to 37. Pilate said to Jesus, Are you the King of the Jews? Jesus answered, Do you say this on your own, or have others told you about me? Pilate answered, I am not a Jew, am I? Your own nation and the chief priests handed you over to me. What have you done? Jesus answered, My kingdom does not belong to this world. If my kingdom did belong to this world, my attendants would be fighting to keep me from being handed over to the Jews. But as it is, my kingdom is not here. So Pilate said to him, Then you are a king? Jesus answered, You say I am a king. For this I was born and for this I came into the world, to testify to the truth. Everyone who belongs to the truth listens to my voice. Commentary from the Catena Aurea. St. John Chrysostom says, Pilate, wishing to rescue him from the hatred of the Jews, protracted the trial a long time. Theophylactus says, he took him apart because he had a strong suspicion that he was innocent and thought he could examine him more accurately away from the crowd. When Jesus says, Do you say this on your own or have others told you about me? Theophylactus says, he intimates here that Pilate was judging blindly and indiscreetly. If thou sayest this thing of thyself, he says, bring forward proofs of my rebellion. If thou hast heard it from others, make regular inquiry into it. St. Augustine says, Our Lord knew indeed both what he himself asked and what Pilate would answer, but he wished it to be written down for our sakes. St. John Chrysostom says, He asks not in ignorance, but in order to draw from Pilate himself an accusation against the Jews. Pilate answered, Am I a Jew? St. Augustine says, He rejects the imputation that he could have said it of himself. Thine own nation and the chief priests have delivered thee unto me, adding, What hast thou done? Whereby he shows that this charge had been brought against him, for it is as much to say, If thou deniest that thou art a king, what hast thou done to be delivered up to me? As if it were no wonder that he should be delivered up if he called himself a king. St. John Chrysostom says, Jesus then tries to bring round the mind of Pilate, not a very bad man, by proving to him that he is not a mere man, but God, and the Son of God. And overthrowing all suspicion of his having aimed at a tyranny, which Pilate was afraid of, Jesus answered, My kingdom is not of this world. St. Augustine says, This is what the good master wished to teach us. But first it was necessary to show the falsity of the notions of both Jews and Gentiles as to his kingdom, which Pilate had heard of, as if it meant that he aimed at unlawful power, a crime punishable with death, and this kingdom were a subject of jealousy to the ruling power, and to be guarded against as likely to be hostile either to Romans or Jews. Now if our Lord had answered immediately Pilate's question, he would have seemed to have been answering not the Jews, but the Gentiles only. But after Pilate's answer, what he says is an answer to both Gentiles and Jews, as if he said, Men, that is, Jews and Gentiles, I hinder not your dominion in this world. What more would ye have? Come by faith to the kingdom which is not of this world. For what is his kingdom but they that believe in him, of whom he saith, Ye are not of the world, although he wished that they should be in the world. In the same way here he does not say, My kingdom is not in this world, but is not of this world. Of the world are all men who, created by God, are born of the corrupt race of Adam. All that are born again in Christ are made a kingdom not of this world. Thus hath God taken us out of the power of darkness and translated us to the kingdom of his dear Son. St. John Chrysostom says, Or he means that he does not derive his kingdom from the same source that earthly kings do, but that he hath his sovereignty from above. Inasmuch as he is not mere man, but far greater and more glorious than man, he says, If my kingdom were of this world, then would my servants fight, that I should not be delivered to the Jews. Here he shows the weakness of an earthly kingdom, that it has its strength from its servants, whereas that higher kingdom is sufficient to itself, and wanting in nothing. And if his kingdom was thus the greater of the two, it follows that he was taken of his own will, and delivered up himself. St. Augustine says, After showing that his kingdom was not of this world, he adds, But now my kingdom is not from hence. He does not say, Not here, for his kingdom is here unto the end of the world, having within it the tares mixed with the wheat until the harvest. But yet it is not from hence, since it is a stranger in the world. St. Augustine says, He did not fear to confess himself a king, but so replied as neither to deny that he was, nor yet to confess himself a king in such sense as that his kingdom should be supposed to be of this world. He says, You say I am a king, meaning, Thou being carnal, sayest it carnally. He continues, To this end was I born, and for this cause came I into the world, that I should bear witness to the truth. It is evident he alludes to his birth in the flesh, not to that divine birth which never had beginning. St. Augustine says, But when Christ bears witness to the truth, he bears witness to himself, as he said above, I am the truth. But inasmuch as all men have not faith, he adds, Every one that is of the truth heareth my voice. Heareth, that is, with the inward ear, obeys my voice, believes me. Every one that is of the truth hath reference to the grace by which he calleth according to his purpose. For as regards the nature in which we are created, since the truth created all are of the truth. But it is not all to whom it is given by the truth to obey the truth. For had he even said, Every one that heareth my voice is of the truth, it still would be thought that such were of the truth, because they obeyed the truth. But he does not say this, but Every one that is of the truth heareth my voice. A man then is not of the truth because he hears his voice, but he hears his voice because he is of the truth. This grace is conferred upon him by the truth. These words have an effect on Pilate, persuade him to become a hearer, and elicit from him the short inquiry, What is truth? For it had almost vanished from the world and become unknown in consequence of the general unbelief.